Hello again, basketball gamers, and welcome to episode number 183 of the NLSC podcast. I'm Andrew, with you as always. With me as always is Ben, also known as Arcane.
Hey everyone.
And we almost didn't think we might have you this week, Ben. The bit of audio problems this week, unfortunately.
Yeah. Gotta buy a new mic and headset.
So
like the third one.
So Ben is not actually recording from the bathroom, it's just has to use an inbuilt mic this week, so... Please bear with us and don't be alarmed. There'll be no unsavory sounds, except the sounds of our voices, I suppose. If you don't like Australian accents, maybe that's unsavory, but, well, we can't do a whole lot about that. But and also joining us once again, as he so often does, as the third member of our crew, Kenny.
It's good to be back again.
Two in a row. Thank you for being with us. I know you've got a lot of uni work to do, and we're recording a bit late, but always great to have the three-man booth together.
Yeah, I'm getting a nice little Joel Embiid streak going, so that's always plus.
We actually thought we might try recording through the party chat on PS4. We tried everything before tonight, and nothing seemed to want to work. But fortunately, we're here to keep all of our streaks alive. Podcast again coming out pretty much on time, we hope. Depends on how lazy I've been about some late-night editing. But nevertheless, here we are, episode number 183. So let's tip things off, guys.
Yeah.
So before we get started, just want to give a couple of housekeeping notes and an update on our modding community. Of course, you might have seen the bulletin that I posted about the NLSC Wiki. I've spent a bit of time over the past week creating some profiles for the My Career characters. Just some fun stuff we want to add to the wiki. We'd like to get more people involved with that so we can really make that a definitive resource. So we encourage everyone to get involved with that. If you are want to make some regular contributions, by all means register an account. The forum account doesn't work with that. I haven't set up an integration as yet, but you can do anonymous edits, but of course your IP address will be shown, just like all wikis. So if you do want to make some regular contributions, or if you're concerned about privacy, by all means register an account. But in the meantime, check out the resources that we have and those My Career profiles. So yeah, just something fun I've done, put the characters together. Have to encourage everyone to check that out sometime. I've got some screenshots of most of the characters, I believe. I don't think I've missed any, or certainly none of the major ones. Bit hard trying to name the my player from 2K14 and 15. Basically, I had to call them NBA 2K14 my player and NBA 2K15 my player, because there's no fancy nickname like Prez or Freak, as much as we may criticize those names. It certainly makes it easier to do a wiki entry on them. So encourage everyone to check that out and to get involved in editing, add some tutorials, information. If you know basketball games, we'd love you to share your knowledge in the wiki, so check that out. And the other thing, just want to congratulate some of our newest members of the contributors group in the forum: Greg K. Waste, TBM, Peaceman Knot, and D43. Great to have you guys on the contributor group. Been doing some fantastic work, as I've said in previous shows. We'll be adding some more people to the group in the near future. One of those things that's just fallen by the wayside with creating content every week and day jobs and maintaining the forum, and back in June making sure that there was still a site to contribute to, moving to the new server. So it has been something that's been fallen by the wayside. Absolutely want to recognize some more people's achievements, so stay tuned. We will be reaching out to people. There is a thread as well if you want to, and you can reach out to us as well, but you can check out the thread in the NLSC hub section of the forum, and it has all the rules and expectations of the contributor group for what we expect for you if you're going to be getting that title. So check that out. Check out all the great work that everyone's doing in the modding community, from 2K17, right back to even the still NBA Live stuff being made, of course, and check out the file editions as they come. But yeah, some fantastic work, guys, including some retro courts from the 97 season by D43, and that old Hawks design. A lot of people like the current one, or the one from the 80s through to the mid-90s, but the one they had from the 96 season onwards, I'm actually a real fan of that one. You remember that jersey, Ben?
The faded one.
The faded one, yeah. Right. Yeah.
There's elements of it I didn't mind. I'm still probably more of a fan of the Dominique
Wilkins. Fair enough. They kind of also had one that was in between the 80s design, sort of around about from about 92 to 95, that I don't think is quite as good. But nevertheless, some great retro stuff coming, and the current updates as well. Check out the forum for more, and we'll talk about that in future shows. But as far as official updates go, just want to cover something very quickly this week. Have you guys noticed that there's no new roster updates have come through for NBA 2K17 since mid-October?
Yeah, it's kind of been a bit quiet on that front.
It's apparently there's an issue with one of the patches, possibly 1.04, that has broken the update system. I guess 1.04, because that would match the last time we got a roster update. But as I understand it, something has been broken in the update system, the roster update system, since that patch came through, so they're still fixing that. And yeah, so we don't have the opening night rosters yet, and we're a week or so into the season.
Hashtag break the game.
Hashtag break the game. And, you know, things happen, obviously. It's very easy for us to sit here and criticize, and fun too. It's quite Homer Simpson. But, you know, the one good thing about 2K in that respect, of course, is it does have custom rosters, roster customization, when updates don't come through for NBA Live, as they haven't since, at times, they haven't come through straight away, or we get the trade deadline update a little bit later, for example, and because there's no roster customization in Live, you're kind of stuck. So at least 2K, you can make it yourself, but hopefully they do fix that with the new patch. It's also going to fix, they said, divergences, which is apparently the connection issues that you might get with online gaming, that someone's console says one thing and the game says one thing and the other console has other values, you know, under the hood, and that causes the dropouts. And Ben, you and I, have, in recent Prime games, have both had those dropouts, so apparently that's what's going to get addressed.
Okay, so it's not divergences like in that terrible movie?
Apparently not, no. It's, it's a natural technical term, apparently, so that's good to know that they are fixing that, because obviously that's annoying. Really annoyed me, because when it happened to me this week, I got the loss, and my stats count got dropped by it as well.
My pain now.
Yeah, absolutely. After
that extra loss for ages.
After it all evened out somehow. And of course, how did it even out? Because the other team forfeited before the tip-off and it counted as a loss for us. So sometimes bugs, you know, work out for Kenny. another bug that you actually seem to be able to overcome, Kenny, is the timeout glitch. You're pretty good at making the free throws from the bad angle.
Yeah, I'm getting used to that Larry Bird free throw routine, but it's still really annoying, and it'd be horrible to see in the esports tournament. Like, yeah, I think I mentioned that last week.
Yeah.
They really need to fix that.
Absolutely. And some people have said that it's been happening since it came out of the box. I don't remember it happening until patch 103 when they added those...
The cutscenes.
So it definitely seems to be a bug with them. Hopefully they can fix that ASAP. Like you say, Kenny, it's a very embarrassing look for esports, and it would be terrible to see the tournament marred by that. It's bad enough that us casual pro-am gamers, although we say casual, we play fairly often, but it's bad enough when it happens to us. But yeah, we all make some, and Ben made two. I think you made two last night, Ben, or was it X, with the double timeout glitch, which was impressive?
I think when they hit me, I think they only did one, and I think I had three free throws that time.
That's right, yeah.
I think X got hit with a double. They didn't do that. Yeah, I didn't get hit with that.
And X, he did make both of them, so that was a nice little middle finger to the people who did that.
Yeah.
we say that, we do it ourselves. Hey, if you do it to us first, we're going to do it back, especially in crunch time. It got us one of our best comeback wins. but, yes, hopefully... Sorry, go on.
I will say that if the glitch is going to exist, at least make it last long enough so we can message the other people and chew them out about it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Like, you know, if we can't talk trash to the other people for using, like, such an underhanded tactic, then the glitch shouldn't exist. So.
No. And this is, of course, the problem with online gaming as opposed to the gaming that we all grew up with, where you're on the couch with a couple of other people, and if they be jerks, you can reach over and punch them. So that's what our generation grew up with, and that's why, you know, we all have this respect for gaming, because, you know, when you're within arm's reach of someone, you learn to be a gentleman and a sportsman, like. So
I was about to say, who knows, you may have just given an idea for a way to charge VC for a virtual punch.
My punches. beware my punches. But enough cranky old man reminiscing. Yes, hopefully they do fix that. Nothing else mentioned at the time, of course. We'll discuss the patch when it comes out, and if there's any more information on what it actually fixes, all the patch notes, we'll, of course, share those in the forum and on the main page as well. But yes, I guess that's pretty much all the news for this week. So, you know, we have been playing some 2K Pro-Am, so let's talk about it in our week in basketball gaming.
Puts it down! What a play!
Oh, that's a sweet finish right there.
So, you know, I'm glad we were actually able to get you on the show this week, Kenny, as I said, with lots of uni work to do and so forth. But we have been gaming a little bit because, you know, what else can you do but game in the evenings? spend time with loved ones? Geez. But it's been a pretty exciting week for us with a few wins, and particularly your performances. I don't really want to take away your thunder here, so I turn the mic over to you and tell us what you've been doing. I know, but our listeners don't, and I think they'll be impressed.
So unfortunately, in the first game, you were booted out of because of one of those divergence issues or whatever. But
I was diverted.
I managed to register the team's first triple-double in well over 90 games. I think, yeah, we were in probably the mid-90s at that point.
Yes.
So, yeah, it took a while to do that, but I think Ben and I kind of fed off each other pretty well in that game.
That was a fun game, despite not having Andrew in there. Sorry, mate.
Yeah.
I got to listen to it, so that's, you know, it's like old-time radio, really, so.
But yeah, you managed to witness a triple-double that night as well, because I got a second one in a row.
Yes.
And so that was pretty cool, and I didn't think I could top that, but then in the third game, unfortunately I didn't get a triple-double, but I did manage to drop a measly 64 points on the other team, so. I think my shooting was 24 for 30.
It was, yes.
From memory.
24 for 30. I got that written down, yep.
And yeah, I was just getting green releases all over the place. I was being left open a lot. So, you know, I wasn't...
they didn't learn, so...
No, not really. I mean, I was running to that top corner pretty much the entire night. So you might want to make a defensive adjustment if somebody's like scored 37 in the first half and it's more points than your entire team has. So
yeah, that was pretty funny.
I managed to take a screenshot of that one as well. But yeah, that was easily my best performance I've ever had in Pro-Am, my best run of games. And it just, like, games like that, I have had a lot of complaints when it comes to 2K Pro-Am and 2K17, but one thing I will say, every time I think that I cannot top something, it manages to be topped like either the next week or within a few weeks, because it started with that double overtime win.
Yep.
And then, like, I hit a three from the corner with like 0.4 left, and I thought, okay, nothing's going to top that on an individual level. Then I hit the buzzer beater from the corner with a guy in my face, and I was like, okay, nothing's going to beat that on an individual level. And then got the two triple doubles and the 64-point game, and I'm like, I'm trying to think of how I could potentially top that. And yeah, I don't know. I think that might be the ceiling for me.
It is setting the bar very high. And yeah, it was funny that the 37 points, as you said, more than our opponents at the half. And I think 37 might have been your high this year for 2K17 for Pro-Am.
Yeah, I mentioned it previously that night. I was like, yeah, my top score is 37, and sure enough, I had it in the first half of that game. So yeah, it's
the funny thing is, and you would think that the Ben and I would have a lot of assists. We had 17 between us. I've got the screenshot here. We would think that we'd have more assists with the 64 points. But, you know, 2K17 still doesn't... It's still pretty iffy as to when it registers an assist. Like, sometimes we'd pass to Kenny and he'd dribble in from the baseline and it would be an assist. And then other times we'd pass and you'd step back for the three and no assist.
Yeah.
But the diamond badge would come up. So with the diamond would be in effect. So I really should have got the assist. Basically, I want that 20 assist game. That's my... I had the 29 and 19 in the double OT game. So I almost have my 2020 in the Pro-Am. But one of these nights, I'm just going to like not shoot at all. I'm like, okay, guys, you're taking all the shots, and I'm just seeing how many assists I can possibly get. So,
hey, that'd be okay by me. Just as long as I get some open shots, I'd be fine. But anybody who's listening to this that wants to play us in Pro-Am, you don't have to defend me any better.
No.
I'm fine with open shots. So, just keep leaving me open and everything will be fine.
Just double team that AI player away from the ball and it'll be fine for us.
Absolutely, yes.
But definitely an exciting run. And then we had a couple of difficult ones. And Ben, you and I played last night as well with X. And did we get one win and then the rest was just completely... Were they all losses? I can't remember now. I don't remember.
I think we only managed to get to play two games.
That's right. And they were both losses. Both were. Yeah. So it's getting that elite level is going to be pretty hard. But, you know, we're doing better than last year. You know, we've closer to 500 through 100 games than we were last year, surely.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. I think we're in the 20s or something as far as percentage-wise was concerned, maybe. And maybe a little better than that, but yeah, it wasn't too crash hot.
It's definitely fluctuating sort of between that 25 and 28%, I think, yeah. But this year, it's been over a third, and certainly at the moment, we're getting close to the 40% mark, so... Obviously, far better records out there. We're not bragging about it, but yeah, it's been a bit more enjoyable. I mean, when you can at least pick up a few wins, string a few together. I mean, we've had nights where we've won three or four in a row, which was pretty rare last
year. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We were more likely to lose four or five in a row on a night than, like, sometimes, yeah, we had a lot of winless nights, so it... yeah, we're definitely seeing a lot of better results in 2K17.
It's great when you, as we said before, when you get that ball movement going and it's just everyone's kind of hitting and distributing. And we've had nights where everyone's scored in double figures and such. And a couple of people have got, I think in one of the games, Ben, you and I both got a double-double. So we had the two of us with a double-double.
Yeah.
You got the rebound just at the last minute. So
yeah. So, yeah, you know, we're recognizing that in the last week, you know, when someone's... you know, getting close to achieving like a double-double or, you know, like higher or like even just to get like 10 assists or something like that. You know, we're trying to find ways of helping them out. So
just so that yeah, we can, yeah, so we can all sort of have that game where we have the big night. And we, I think we've all at one point had, well, I know all three of us have had player of the game and player of the half at one point or another. So that boosts the wonderful amount of VC we get. I'm just looking at the screenshot. Just looking at the screenshot of the 64-point game. Do you remember what you got for VC for stats for that one, Kenny?
Oh,
was it like 40 something? Was it
probably in the 40s somewhere? I do remember.
Was it 37?
Maybe. I'm not sure whether I got more on that or whether I got more like on the triple-double games. But yeah. It was. I think it was 70 at the half and 120 or 140 at the end of the game. So
for that one, plus the plus
yeah,
the
I'm pretty sure I've seen higher. Like I've definitely seen higher at the half before.
And you also had an A minus grade in that one, so you would have got the pretty good for the teammate grade plus the 300 for the win. So this should be a decent amount for Pro-Am. Because I'm just looking.
Had three turnovers, so I think that dragged my A plus down to an A minus because turnovers are just killer as far as your grading logic is concerned.
They do, absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're a pretty good run. We'll get a few more games in probably sometime in the next week when we can all meet up for that. So it's like you say, Kenny, you sort of have those nights when it's really, really hard and then you have a few that kind of draws you back in as well when you're kind of having that. The tough streak, and then we just sort of pull it together and have a few good games, and we're like, okay, we're not quitting just yet. So
yeah, it's definitely a love hate relationship with the mode. Like there are no in betweens where you're like, yeah, that was okay. It's either great or miserable.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you know, one thing, Ben, about the mode, and we've talked about this, especially last night because Kenny was doing work and we were just shooting around in the team arena, and that's when X joined us and we're like, oh, okay, we can get a game after all because you need 3 to 5 players for 2K Pro-Am. And the other night when we only had two, you and I actually went in and played some NBA Live 16, some live pro-am, which which I haven't done for a while, because you can play that with two, because it's the pro-am is there, it's user against CPU. So that was interesting, Ben, to go back and play that.
Yeah, it was a good thing. Like, I hadn't really got to play it since the demo and all that, so it was good to sort of dive back into it. And we had some good moments. We had a couple of good wins.
We did, playing on the went back to the easy court to play through a few of the challenges and had a few good moments. I will say, though, after playing 2K17, Live 16 definitely is not responsive enough for me. I can't remember if it was a bit more responsive offline, because I haven't played it for a long time. But, yeah, I got to give it to 2K17. As much as we may complain about getting stuck in animation sometime, it is definitely smooth compared to Live 16, to say the least.
In saying that, I think the control, like, in terms of analog stick to player movement, is better, like, in terms of more accurate in cross live as opposed.
Yeah,
we're basically, wherever you put the analog, the directional stick, it's going to go, the player's going to go there and not sort of do like a scenic route to the destination if you're lucky enough to get there. So, that's one thing that I'll say is Live has over 2K in regards to that at this stage. So,
I mean, I prefer the dribbling controls in Live as much as I've gotten used to 2Ks as well. Of course, getting used to controls, trying to get used to the pick and roll controls and everything in Live again, because it's completely different buttons. And backing down, of course, it's not on the shoulder, it's on the R3. So, yeah, it's a bit of an adjustment actually getting the controls to work again. But yeah, we had a good run. You know, the animations obviously are what they are. Live needs to get better in that, and the responsiveness as well. I still think I actually like the 2K Pro-Am approach better, but I kind of like I like Live Pro-Am more than Park, and 2K Pro-Am more than Live Pro-Am for what they do, for the concepts that they have. I think Live's got a pretty good concept there. And it's important they do something different to 2K, but I think 2K is something where we can customize the team eventually, sort of, after they change that. You know, that idea and the NBA rules, I do like a little bit better, I have to say. I mean, it's okay in the Park sense, but when a game can kind of just end very abruptly on the 1st of 21, as opposed to being able to mount that comeback like we've done in 2K Pro-Am, it's... it can be a bit frustrating, I find.
Yeah, well, I can agree in a lot of that. And I suppose, too, like, you know, if you are playing with people that you don't really know, when, like we see in 2K's Pro-Am, or Park, I should say, where, or even like in a walk-on in Pro-Am, and that you have those ball hogs and stuff, and that, you know, it could take the moment where you're not really able to contribute much to the team because, you know, not getting a ball to help or do something like that. So, yeah, in terms of, like, it being a shorter game because of that kind of thing is good.
Yes.
So, you know, you're not wasting potentially about an hour or 45 minutes to an hour in the one game where you're just going to hurry up and for the time to expire. So, yeah, I think that's where it could play, again, advantage. Although it's similar in Park as well, because you have the 1st of 21 or 2x2 sort of things. So,
well, I mean,
yeah, I think there's both pros and cons to both methods and that.
Oh, but definitely.
Yeah, I do like the factor of the customization when you can actually get it.
Yeah, well, I mean, so, I compare Live Pro-Am in the summer circuit kind of to my Park, because again, it's that street atmosphere where you're putting together your own play with your own clothes and everything. And building up play, you do that in my career pro and everything as well. But outfitting them with the street clothes and just playing the street ball 1st of 21. But the good thing about Live Pro-Am and Summer Circuit is that there's no waiting. There's no got next, which again, I know why 2K does it. It simulates that Park atmosphere and everything. But like the other night when we tried to get into a Park game and we were just there for 20 minutes and then the game didn't start. It was just glitching. So
yeah.
That is the problem with the matchmaking in my Park, which, again, understand the concept that they're going for. It doesn't appeal for me to that reason, because you're just waiting around for a game. And you're like, well, I kind of want to get in a game straight away. And I know we have to wait sometimes for 2K Pro-Am, but at least as soon as a match is made, you're into the game. It's a matchmaking thing, not sitting around watching other people play because a cord is being used. So that's the
frustration. And the fact that 2K's Pro-Am, you know, you can actually shoot around and do something, so you still feel like you're playing instead of just really being a passenger and just...
Yeah, you can practice your shooting and shoot around, obviously, while you're waiting to load this year. That is one of the great things they've added to 2K17 Pro-Am, for sure. And I did wrote about that in the Friday Five the other week. But, yeah, I mean, it was interesting to go back to live and compare the two controls and responsiveness and certainly the concept of the modes. But I don't know if I'd play it a lot. I mean, I think 2K Pro-Am is going to be the way to go moving forward. Unless, of course, we have another night when it's just the two of us and we feel like jumping in again and completing some of those challenges. I think 2K is going to be the main game of choice moving forward for the NLSC squad. But we will see how many wins we can pick up over the next week or so. See if we can get another 50-point game for Kenny or someone else. I know Leo's coming back soon, so he's got to be chomping at the bit to beat that 64 points.
You're going, what, 60? Or you're trying to go for the 81?
Go for 81.
Two. 81 and two. Yep.
I thought you were talking about shots.
shots fired. So looking forward to having the five back when we can probably in the next couple of weeks when everyone's exams and assignments are done and Ben and I are just sitting around. No uni, no family, just no kids anyway. Designing apparel and whatever I'm doing, writing articles, I suppose, writing novels. But yes, and of course to build up our my players, we've all been playing a bit of My Career recently. I believe I've got a run of 7 straight 20 assist games going, a couple of 30-20 games. Got Player of the Month after averaging about 24 points and 19 assists. And it's the steals that I've been getting a lot of recently, which really messes me up because I try to get the steals in Pro-Am and I just get press square to foul. But I've got the NBA record of 13 steals and the last couple of games, 12 steals. So I'm rewriting that steals record book at the moment. Looking forward to getting my name just down the whole list. So goodbye Fat Lever, goodbye Larry Keenan, goodbye Kendall Gill. And yeah, pretty much enjoying that. I almost had a quadruple double before we started recording tonight. Had a couple of rebound opportunities in the last couple of minutes to get it, and in the final seconds, here comes the last chance to get the quadruple double, and of course Wilson Chandler snags it from me, and he's not getting another pass again unless he's really wide open and I want the assist. Every time I was like, no more passes to you. But enjoying my Lob City passer badge. And that's actually worked out for us a couple of times in Pro-Am as well, Ben.
Yeah. He's been throwing up some nice alley-oops in that. I've been on the receiving end of 3 of those passes in the last 2 nights that we've played, so that was pretty cool.
Got one to Kenny, surprised X. He's like, oh, you can dunk on alley-oops now. It's just, oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can catch the passes now. And it's been good to be able to get that skill set back in working in that without it like being immediate turnover. So
immediate turnover, or just jumping up and grabbing it and landing again, because dunks aren't exciting or anything. Who wants to see that? You know? My career, I'm about early January now, I believe, going along. I think I'm on a 23-24 game winning streak at the moment. So Nuggets are doing pretty well, and your Bulls are doing pretty well, Kenny, as well.
Yeah, just finished the season, and we finished 72-10.
Very nice. So
I'm as good as Jordan at this point.
Absolutely.
By that logic, I mean.
Better than Scott's.
My last game of the season, I had 54-29-20. So.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think I deserved that MVP trophy that they gave me. But
I'd say so, yeah.
But yeah, I have a playoff series coming up with the Boston Celtics, which I guess the real life Bulls lost them today.
They did, yes.
So hopefully that's not a sign of things to come.
No worries, yeah.
But yeah, I've had a lot of fun with my career over the last week or so, like with the time I've played with my league, my career. But
I think I'm gonna have to actually finish my first season of my career at least before I really get into my league, because I wanted to get into my league and still do, but it's my career's just really sucked me in with how enjoyable it's been without living the dream, basically.
Oh, and the grinding factor of, you know, to try and level up.
Yeah,
program. That's like...
I did pay the VC, I suppose. Pay for the VC, I should say. So, and you also mentioned, we have asked you not to give spoilers, but apparently some interesting late season developments with my career.
Yeah. Oh my god, I wasn't really a fan of it. I'll just say that.
Okay.
It was really what's the word? Contrived. I didn't like it.
Okay. That's disappointing to hear, but I suppose there's Justice Young isn't dead all along, is he? It's not like a Sixth Sense situation.
Well, I did it like it's like the Fight Club sort of thing.
You know that,
I'm thinking that's Denver Levens though, because he barely gets on the court, so maybe he's just like a ghost on the bench.
True.
What's that movie called? The Sixth Man?
Sixth Man, yeah, the Wayans Brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, that movie was
so depressing.
Wouldn't that be a great twist though, for like all the characters in all of my careers since 2K14? You know, like Jackson Ellis doesn't exist. Like I'd have to like rewrite the wiki and everything. Like there's just been no Jackson Ellis. Or like the whole thing's been a dying dream, of course. So that's a little bit disappointing to hear. But now but at the same time, I am intrigued to hear about to experience it for myself, I suppose. So no spoilers. You don't have to worry about that for the moment. I guess maybe
I will just say one thing. It's based on a choice, so you get a choice.
Oh, okay.
In this situation, so
okay,
choose wisely.
Choose wisely. Well, you've heard it here first, or maybe second or third, or at least you've heard it here, and perhaps we'll give it maybe another couple of months when Ben and I've got there too. Maybe we'll all talk about it and put a spoiler warning on the show, because
I'm probably about 3 weeks ahead of you at the moment, maybe 4 weeks ahead of you at the moment, because you just started January.
I did start January. Okay. Yeah.
So I've just about finished January. So.
Oh, well, you'll get there first, so you can be either disappointed or delighted before I get.
Well, yeah, I true, but right now, yes, I'm still trying to still riding that hot streak win. I'm still on 37 wins now.
Oh well, that's an NBA record.
Yep. So yeah, thought maybe it was gonna lose it. Who did I play today or yesterday? Where I thought there was a possibility of. I can't remember who I played now, but it wasn't a great team. And I thought, oh, you know, it's going to be typical. It's going to be a crap team you're going to lose it to. But pulled away in the end, which is good.
You beat the Spurs by 65 the other day.
Was that the 76 point? I beat another team by 76.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that surpassed my 67 over the 76ers, funnily enough.
I actually beat the 76ers by 80 plus the other night, so I think I might have you both beat.
Once again,
I did that on Superstar too.
Yeah, but mine was a championship contending team with the Spurs, so it's kind of hard to even out. Yeah, 76ers are still almost like Washington Generals at this stage.
Oh, the other night when I blew out the Warriors and made Curry look like what's in the toilet after eating a curry. But
I've done that to Durant twice this season. I was pretty happy with that. I think I kept him like 3 of 17 or something in the first game shooting, and yeah, it was just ineffective. So,
I actually did something really controversial. Sorry to interrupt, but when I was playing the Knicks, Derrick Rose went up for a shot. I got underneath him and I injured him.
Oh, no.
As he was landing, and he's out 6 to 8 weeks with a high ankle injury. I was like, oh man, this game is sim.
I mean it's not his knee, so I suppose there is that for him, but... Are the Knicks in your playoffs?
I'm not entirely sure because, I mean, they probably are. They're a fairly stacked team in 2K, like rating wise. So
yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. But the eighth seed is the Boston Celtics, so they're a higher seed if they are.
And I did that to Ben Simmons, like, yeah, excited, you know, challenged the shot, and yeah, unfortunately injured him. And then the next day, find out he breaks his foot in real life. I was like, damn it. I thought it was only virtual, not real.
Did I do that? It just, you know.
It's like, I could use that that wrestling meme. It's real to me, damn it.
No, I thought you meant Urkel. Did I do that?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, guys, before we wrap up the Week in Basketball Gaming, I do need to admit something. We've been pretty hard on the grading logic in 2K17, and there are definitely problems. But, you know, I actually went back and played a bit of NBA 2K15 this week because I needed to get the screenshots for the character profiles in the wiki. And it's actually, it has improved since 2K15. I will have to give it that. In 2K15, basically, if your opponent scored and you never got a good shot defense, it was pretty much a allow man to score deduction every time, or at least that's what I was getting. And yeah, I have to say, I think it's actually a little bit better. That being said, I would like it to be a little bit better again. I'm sick of getting fouled and losing the ball and getting deduction for losing the ball and a foul. That doesn't seem right to me, somehow.
Yeah, I mean, given that, you know, yeah, contact was made to force the ball loose and that, so...
It's like... Yeah, Getting clotheslined out of the air. Oh, you missed the shot. Yeah, and a pretty hard foul, thank you very much. So.
Or getting blocked and having a turnover charge to you. I've had that happen to me once or twice.
Mm. If one of us doesn't, if you don't collect your own miss or the other teammate doesn't, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Like, I don't know, it might have been just a miss shot or something, but yeah, there was definitely like a really weird combination of deductions that I got, and I was like, well, it's either one or the other. I can't get my shot blocked and turn the ball over. It just doesn't make sense.
I mean, that's, we've talked about it before, but that's the big thing that with the whole grading system is that you can be having a fantastic game, get this A+ teammate grade because you've just been playing a superb game, and then you just make a couple of mistakes in a row and suddenly you're down to a B. It seems silly that the whole rest of the performance is weighted the same as the last couple of plays where you may have made a mistake. Or, as you noted, you know, it gives you two deductions when really it should be one or the other. And I think it should kind of be cumulative, basically. So it should be easier in the start to get the ratings and then harder as it gets along because, you know, once you've been having a great game, you shouldn't get too much for an assist, say. It should be harder to keep getting that rating up and keep, once it gets into the A range, but then it should also be harder to lose. I mean, is that crazy? Or
I guess, yeah, that does make sense because I don't know. I guess context would probably come into play there as well. Because like, if you're having a great game, but then you go like stone cold in the clutch, then you probably deserve to have like teammate grades taken off. But yeah, it just feels it's a bit harsh at the moment.
I guess it feels like it's still geared towards punishing more than rewarding. I mean, it's better than, much better than it used to be, especially around the 2K12, 2K13, and even looking back, the 2K15, definitely improvements there, but it's still sort of a bit skewed towards punishing, I think, and that's not necessarily fair because it does take so much on a mistake that, so a couple of mistakes can cost you. Especially when it's doing things like hitting you with a loose ball and, when you get fouled. It's a bit silly. But anything else about what we've been playing this week? I'm basically done. That's my stories for the week. My stories.
Story time with Andrew.
Yeah.
Looking forward to trying to get to the All-Star game weekend stuff.
Are you in line to get voted in as a starter? I'm not, unfortunately. There's too many ahead of me.
Probably not at the moment. I'll do my best to try and get there. I figure if I was in the East, then there'd be no problem because I got more votes. But yeah, I think I'll probably get pretty close. I am an MVP candidate in that, so we'll see what happens.
Well, that's the thing. I'm currently in line to be Rookie of the Year and MVP. But
in
the West, because I'm a point guard, I've got Curry in fan voting. I've got Curry, Westbrook, Paul, and Lillard at least ahead of me, and I think somebody else as well.
James Harden probably.
Possibly.
He's West. Oh wait, you guys are in the West.
In the Nuggets,
mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're ahead of me in the West at point guard, and then just behind me is Justice Young. So. We might get there. We might be selected as reserves, perhaps. So we shall see. Because of course you already played the All Star Weekend a couple of weeks ago, Kenny. I believe.
Yeah, I did. It was pretty fun. I got selected as a starter, but I think I have the advantage of being a front court player, and there's three slots for that. So
yeah,
it was weird. I think Kawhi Leonard was the starting center. Which doesn't make sense because I'm a power forward and you think I would be the center since I'm the center when we get our five guys together in 2K Pro-Am, at least when like John's not playing anyway.
Yeah.
But that part of it didn't really make sense. I guess also to have my secondary position as small forward, which I wish you could change that, but
yeah.
I guess you can't.
No, that is definitely something I'd like to see in future games, the ability to set that secondary position so that you could be, that you can swing the way you want to, I suppose.
Because it's like I'm a stretch four, but I defend a lot better in the post, so it would make sense if my secondary position was center, not small forward. Like,
yeah.
As a small forward, I can defend the perimeter okay, but I would much rather stack my blocking stats than, you know, try and defend Gerald Henderson like I'd had to the other night.
And knock down shots with Lazarbazzers. Modified Lazarbazzer. I've actually just switched mine to Durant because I saw a video, Agent 00. Apparently that's a pretty cheesy one for Pro-Am, so I'm giving it a try. I'll see how it goes. It's a much quicker release than Ray Allen, so I'm still getting used to the timing. But yeah, once you sort of get it down, you can get pretty regular green releases. So as always...
Have you thought about making a hybrid of the two?
Well, I have unlocked Shot Creator, so I probably should. Might experiment with that, actually. See if...
You can get a nice trophy for that, too.
Well, will it be like Walk-On, where I don't get the trophy? I mean,
that might happen.
Oh, well, we'll see. No, I'll give it a shot. That might be worth doing. Sorry, Ben, go on.
Yeah, I've unlocked Shot Creator a couple of weeks ago. I still gotta use it all for... Yeah, so that's something I got to do as well. I just haven't really been bothered just trying to rack up as much VC in games and stuff so I can try and just power up the attributes as much as I can. So I've got about three more attributes before I reach that 95 max. So I just got my fourth last one and just powered up a little, just unlock the next agility attribute. So I think I was going to do one more of those, one more 3-point shooting, and the final one was going to be playmaking. So that was the last few attributes that I was going to unlock.
Shot Creator is fun because like in 2K18 I can see myself being like either a defensive center or maybe like a perimeter defender of some kind. So I'm going to have a lot of fun creating the ugliest jump shot I could possibly do in Shot Creator, like maybe combining Rachel and Kevin Duckworth, or
I was just gonna say, yeah, that's,
or Ronnie and Shaq for that one. That would be interesting. But it's going to be a lot of fun trying to create that, just the best combination for the worst looking jump shot. I'm so looking forward to that.
Kevin Duckworth and Joakim Noah.
Oh, that's pretty bad. I might try that when I get the chance, actually. Have to make sure to switch back to the Larry Bird, Dirk Nowitzki one that I've got now.
Yeah, don't take that in a pro-am. There won't be 64 points with that. That's my figure.
Oh, with the Dick Barnett base as well, because he's got that thing where he kicks both of his legs up. Yeah, that would be amazing.
It's that might be a 6 or 4 points, not 64 points. So look forward to some of our terrible creations. in with the jump shot creator this year or next. Yeah, that's making the ugliest jump shot. I hadn't thought about that, but that's going to be something to try. Both a good one to use that's going to be functional, and then also a terrible one just to see how terrible it'll be. Or if it works, I mean, imagine that, raining down 60, 70 points on somebody with the worst jump shot you could possibly make.
Plus, the plus side of creating your own jump shot is that you can control the speed of it as well. So if Kevin Durant is a little too fast for you at the moment, you can always slow it down.
Yeah, that might be worth doing. I think I'll definitely think I'll look into that. So since I made the connection with Coach K, with the very un-Coach K-like messages, I imagine. Well, maybe he does speak more informally than I think, but it certainly sounded a little bit millennial than Coach K probably is, but nevertheless. So that's pretty much been our week in basketball gaming. We hope you enjoy the recap. Look forward and looking forward to more tales in the weeks to come. But before we wrap up, just want to talk a little bit about the real NBA. Of course, the season got underway and been a pretty hot start for a few players. Anthony Davis has averaged 37 points through his first four games. It's the most since some guy called Michael Jordan averaged 39 through the first four games of 1991. So pretty good company right there.
Sure. Yeah, not bad.
And Westbrook has been tearing up with triple-doubles. Saw a joke, I think it was maybe ESPN put it out there that he only had something like 33 points, 6 assists and 5 rebounds today. Only, you know, what a garbage game as the Thunder start 4-0, which is incidentally better than the Golden State Warriors, who they face tomorrow or today, I guess, from where the time's ticked over now.
That's going to be a great game.
That's definitely going to be one to watch. It could be a bit contentious there. Where that is that in Oakland or Oklahoma City? That is actually in Oakland. So I will actually pick the Warriors to win that one. It's probably, and it's not going to be a cold reception for Durant either. So when they play in Oklahoma City, I think there might be a few boos.
And some feelings are going to get hurt.
Yeah. As long as it doesn't get too testy on the court and knees and ankles don't get hurt as well. But of course, you know, Warriors obviously a great team. Curry a great shooter. But another great shooter has finally officially retired, Ray Allen, after rumors that he might go to the Warriors or then the Cavs or then anywhere else the last couple of years. The Spurs even hasn't played the last couple of years. The rumors were there that he might, but he has decided to call it a day a couple of years after his last game in the NBA. And a pretty damn good career for Ray Allen, all things considered. The all-time leader in three-pointers made, although Curry obviously gunning his way towards that. 400 threes per season at a time, and we imagine he's going to be there at some point. But I guess with all the Curry, we said it before we started recording, but I guess with all of Curry's hot shooting the last couple of years, people have kind of forgotten that some of the great shooters of the past, including Ray Allen, who, you know, got the perhaps arguably saved the 2013 championship for your Heat, Ben.
Yeah, you know, especially after that Bosch rebound. So yeah, that was sad to see him retire. You know, he's one of the, you know, all-time great in shooting, and also one of the original Jordan Jumpmen.
And quite a good athlete as well in his younger days. I mean, he competed in both the three-point shooter and the dunk contest in his rookie year. Kind of funny that Ray Allen, known for his three-point prowess, you know, in the rookie season was not in the three-point contest, but was in the dunk contest. That nice switch, how you put it, sort of going up, faking with one hand and doing the 180 for the reverse. Very nice dunk. Very not the best contest, 1997, because they had a really bad format. And Kobe, of course, won it with between the legs that year. But, you know, left Boston in controversial fashion, of course. But, you know, it's I was glad to see him get a ring along with KG and Pierce in 2008. And, yeah, definitely, I think, one of the best players of his generation. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, for sure.
Of course, drafted by the Minnesota Timberwolves and traded to the Bucks, who had picked Stephen Marbury. So that's they could have picked it around the other way and wouldn't have made a difference. But I guess whatever deal they wanted to make there. So just another trivia note. But yeah, Ray Allen, you know, pretty fine career when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I think so. I was a really big fan of his when he started with the Bucks. And I guess, like, throughout his career, was one of the more classy kind of NBA players as well.
Just say, he's one of the original Splash Brothers with him and Rashad Lewis.
Yeah, perhaps not quite as prolific as the current ones, but yeah, absolutely.
And those two, like, back in the day were, you know, they'd be in your top five picks for fantasy league drafts because, you know, they're going to get some great stats, so yeah.
And another trader for Gary Payton.
I was gonna say he was a favorite of mine in NBA Live 98 because I think he was one of the first players I scored 30 with in the 3-point contest. So back then I was like, oh, this guy must be an amazing shooter, and sure enough, turned out to be
pretty good.
He was all right.
He's all right. So hats off to Ray Allen, another player from the 90s retiring. So that's officially taking him off the list. There's five in the league at the moment, and depends what if Andre Miller is going to make a comeback or not. That would make six, but very slowly the players who were drafted and made their debut in the 90s is running out. Basically, I still think that Dirk and Vince are going to be the last one.
What Andre Miller should do is do 10-day contracts for every team.
Oh, beat Chucky Brown's record. Yeah.
Yeah. Play for every team for the entire season. That'd be...
Chucky Brown, Jim Jackson, and Tony Massenburg, 12 teams played for. Possibly Joe Smith as well. I think it's those 12 for them. So that's nearly half the league. That's pretty impressive.
For sure.
You know, speaking of the 90s, that's a trio that we never saw come to fruition. Jason Kidd, Jimmy Jackson, and Jamal Mashburn, the three Js.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Another for the what-if column, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess that's pretty much all for the NBA stuff this week. You know, I've been catching a few games. I missed the Bulls-Celtics game today or yesterday. Not too disappointed considering the way that ended up. Sounds like I picked a good one to miss. But definitely must-see with the Thunder and the Warriors. I think every time they meet, it's going to be pretty much must-see with that rivalry there. Westbrook, no doubt, looking to do a triple, you know, drop a triple-double. And Durant... you know, looking to score the 50. But I guess that brings us to the end of episode 183 of the NLC podcast. We hope you enjoyed tuning in. If you did, we encourage you to tune in each and every week. You can always subscribe to us on iTunes and catch us on the Stitcher app for iOS and Android devices. You can also connect with us on social media. We're on Twitter at the NLSC, on Facebook, facebook.com/the NLSC. And of course, keep it locked to the NLSC itself, NBA-live.com, for everything we do for basketball video games. So that's it for this week. I'm Andrew.
I'm Kenny.
And I'm Kenny.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.